Iraq is sitting on the third largest proven oil reserves in the world, and yet since the U.S.-led invasion, fuel has been in short supply. In Baghdad, drivers sit in lines that extend for miles. The shortage is also felt in other Iraqi cities, and even black market sellers can't keep up with the demand. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports from Baghdad.
Taxi driver Saif Jassim is finally at the front of the queue at this gas station in South Baghdad. His traditional white Arab tunic is no longer very white, and he gives off the odor of someone who'd slept in his car for the past 2 days in the baking heat, waiting in line.
All the petrol I'm getting is for our generator at home. People aren't using taxis anymore because it's too expensive. So we aren't getting any work.
Jassim says the minimum cab fare he gets is 10,000 Iraqi dinars, about $6, and people can't even afford that. He's afraid the government will raise the prices for gasoline again and make things even worse.
Then I'll
sell my car and sit at home jobless. But I'll go rob someone or loot a shop, because I'm married and have kids and have to feed them.
The shortage and the fuel hike came hand in hand. Last week, a power outage at the main refinery in Beji in northern Iraq cut production from 2 million gallons a day to 400,000. Prices for fuel doubled in some places. Protests erupted everywhere. In the city of Kut, an angry motorist set his car on fire. In the holy Shiite city of Karbala, drivers burnt tires in front of gas stations in protest. In the Kurdish north in Sulaymaniyah, drivers threw rocks at gas stations demonstrating against the government. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki blamed insurgent attacks on refineries, pipelines and fuel convoys as the main reason for the current crisis. U.S. and Iraqi military operations along the northern border had also hampered the importing of fuel. But he said the shortage should ease up soon. But not soon enough for Maysoon Muhammad, a housewife running back and forth between attendants at the South Baghdad gas station, holding up a dirty white plastic jerry can.
I'm here to get petrol. My husband is handicapped and isn't working, so I can't afford to buy from the black market.
Her eyes are red, peeking out from a black abaya that wraps her from head to toe. She's been here for nearly 4 hours and is desperate.
This government has no conscience. If they're going to raise prices, the government should help people. This situation is getting worse. Our young men are getting killed. Our children are kidnapped for money. What can we do?
The fuel isn't just for cars. Most people need it for their home generators because they're not getting enough electricity. People in Baghdad only get a few hours of power a day. Iraqis rely on their generators to power their lights, refrigerators and air conditioners, especially now when temperatures regularly top 110 degrees every day. One person smiling, though, is Kamil Khalaf, standing at an intersection tapping an empty plastic bottle, the sign many black market sellers make to let motorists know they have gasoline to sell. Khalaf was luckier than most. He'd bought 15 gallons in the morning and sold all of them by noon.
I spent the night at the gas station. Now that I'm done, I'm going home to sleep. The day after tomorrow, I'll come back and get more.
He's also made a profit. He sold his supply for four times the price it cost him to buy all 15 gallons. He used to be a cab driver, but doing this makes more sense, at least for now. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.